From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Howard. U.S. leaders say it is unrealistic to expect a binding agreement on greenhouse gases to come out of next month's climate summit in Copenhagen. They're still hoping to salvage at least some forward progress, though, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
U.S. leaders offered up their assessment of climate talks after a hastily called meeting on the sidelines of this weekend's Asia-Pacific summit in Singapore. Denmark's prime minister traveled to Singapore at the last minute to attend the meeting. Denmark is due to host next month's climate conference in Copenhagen. The prime minister and President Obama both talked about the importance of achieving some tangible success in Copenhagen, even if a binding legal agreement now appears out of reach. Despite widespread recognition of the need to curb greenhouse gases, there's been little accord on how to share the cost among rich and poor countries. There was general consensus here in Singapore that Copenhagen might produce at least a political agreement that could be followed up later with a binding legal deal. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Singapore.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates has blocked the release of 44 photographs of foreign detainees allegedly abused by the Americans holding them. Gates says releasing the photos would put the lives of U.S. soldiers at risk. NPR's Carol Van Dam has more.
The Obama administration filed a brief with the Supreme Court late Friday, asserting that Defense Secretary Gates invoked new powers from last month's amendment to the Military Appropriations Bill, signed into law by President Obama, that allows Gates to exempt certain photos from the Freedom of Information Act. The American Civil Liberties Union argues Gates's filing does not provide the individual assessment required by the amendment. The ACLU also says the notice fails to prove that disclosing the photos would harm national security. The group plans to file a responsive brief. The controversy erupted earlier this year when the Obama administration first agreed to comply with, then changed its position and appealed a court order to disclose the photographs, arguing doing so could endanger U.S. troops. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
As funerals for the victims of the Fort Hood shooting get underway across the country, President Obama used his weekly address to ask Congress to hold off investigating the incident. The president says military investigators and federal law enforcement officials should have a chance to complete their work before Congress involves itself in the case. Mr. Obama says the soldiers who died in the shooting deserve justice and not what he called political theater. He also says if the shooting was the result of a failure to take appropriate actions, there must be accountability. Legislation recently passed by the House would increase overall spending on health care. That's the assessment of a new report by a top official at the agency that oversees Medicare. House Republicans requested the study and now say it proves the measure will raise costs. The report also says that projected savings in the bill will be difficult to maintain. This is NPR News. FBI agents spent about 4 hours Saturday at the Cleveland home of a suspected killer looking for more human remains. 50-year-old Anthony Sowell is being held on a $6 million bond on 5 preliminary charges of aggravated murder. Officials say Sowell lured women to his home and then allegedly strangled them, leaving their bodies in his house or buried in his backyard. Investigators have already found the remains of 11 women at the site. Agents Saturday sifted through soil with rakes and used thermal imaging equipment in the yard of the house. Bernard Madoff's home furnishings and personal effects were on the auction block Saturday. The items brought in more than $1 million. Madoff himself is sitting in a North Carolina prison, serving a 150-year sentence for defrauding investors. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
About 200 items were auctioned off in the grand ballroom of a New York hotel. The items were seized by federal marshals from Madoff homes in Manhattan, the Hamptons, and Palm Beach. They range from the lavish 17 Rolex watches, fur coats, and jewelry to the mundane. There were three-legged milk stools, rubber fishing waders, duck decoys, and igloo coolers. The proceeds from the auction will go into a fund for Madoff's victims. Hundreds of people attended the auction in person. Many more were registered online. Some of the items sold for less than the published value. Others sold for much more. As one buyer who probably overpaid put it, it's like getting something off the Titanic. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
President Obama announced today that the U.S. will host the 2011 APEC meeting in his native Hawaii. APEC members include Australia, Canada, China, Indonesia, Japan, South Korea, Mexico, the Philippines. I'm Jim Howard, NPR News.